We're doing Shaar HaGaava. We're beginning a whole new section in Sefer HaMidot. We're up to page Resh Tzaditet, and we're nearing the end of the book. Very exciting. We're going to talk about pride or false pride, what's called in Hebrew Gaava. HaGaava ra'a b'enei Hashem Yitbarach ad me'od. When it comes to Gaava, how should we translate Gaava? False pride, arrogance. Okay, arrogance, haughtiness is very bad in the eyes of Hashem, blessed be He. Asher al ken iziru otanu chachamenu zichonam livracha bekefel advarim. That's why our sages went an extra measure in warning us about pride, as they said, meod meod hevei shfal ruach. One should be very, very humble. They use the word very twice, yeah? Ushma more al roa inyana. And even the name Ga'ava is indicative of how bad it is. Ki akatuv kore ota toiva. The verse refers to Ga'ava, to haughtiness, as toiva, something despicable. Kemamar, as the verse says in Proverbs, in Mishlei, to'avat Hashem kol geva lev. God finds all people who have a haughty heart, He finds them despicable. Ma'amar toiva. What is the word despicable, toiva? What does that indicate? More al mi'us etzem hadavar me'atzmo. That indicates a revulsion of the thing in itself, an inherent revulsion for that.
What does that mean?
Not only because of what it causes, but because of what it itself is. And that is the distinction between the word sin'a, to hate, and to'iva, to be repulsed. One can hate, guys, just for this sentence alone, it was worth coming here tonight. One can hate something that you inherently love. People are very surprised when in marriage they suddenly discover they can hate the one they love. No problem. And when it's your first baby, you ask yourself, what's wrong with me? Why don't I love him? Why don't I love the fact that he's crying and wailing and urinating on me as I change his diaper? No, I don't love it. You will. You'll learn to love it. But in the beginning, you're spending day after day of sleep deprivation. You tell yourself, the Vietnamese didn't do this to people. How can it be? How can it be? No, the Magen Mitovna says one can hate something that you inherently love. That means that even though you love Machon Meir, you can have your moments. Even though you love Torah, they can definitely have your moments. Even though you love your wife, there can be those moments. But that's the difference between the word sina, hatred, and the word to'eva. You have something which is batzmuto ne'av, you love the thing in its essence, v'usano mipulato, but you hate what it's doing right now. Or else the timing's off. Sometimes the timing can make it that it's very hard to love. If your kid comes to you after you've had zero sleep and keeps opening your eyes, Abba, what time is it? So there are days when it's the most beautiful thing in the world to wake up to a little one pulling open your eyes, and there are days when you don't know what you're going to do with yourself. The timing. But the word toiva is different. The word toiva, repulsion, there are very specific instances that the Torah says about something that is toiva. That is repulsive. That is terrible. That is absolutely despicable. That's something that's inherently wrong. Laz, what does it say toiva about? Guys, what, you know what? What? Very good, right. Men sleeping with men. That's something which the Torah describes as toiva. The Torah uses the term to'eva to tell us that that's something that a person shouldn't defile himself with, a person shouldn't filthy himself with it. Ki kodesh Yisrael Hashem, because we, the holy people of Israel, were dedicated to Hashem. So we have to take some time now to understand what's so terrible about being haughty. Why is it that such a harsh term is used about haughtiness? There are many bad traits. Why is haughtiness described that way? Now, think for a minute. Let's go back to our class on Ecclesiastes. You'll tell me, why doesn't it say killing is terrible, despicable? Because we learned in Ecclesiastes, what did Shlomo Amel say? Eight laharog. There is a time to kill. It's not something that's always bad. There are times when you have to. Someone's coming to kill you. You get up earlier than him. Kill him first. Right? So killing is something which is wrong, it's prohibited. A person should rather die than kill someone. But there are times. But there are times. There's a time to kill.
Murdering is a form of killing.
Okay.
No, murdering is legal. It is illegal. You know what happened? Murdering is illegal killing. It's a huge difference. Otherwise, in the army,
I don't know, but I'm saying
people
still
say, okay, I just don't kill. That's why I'm not going in the military, you know, the Ten Commandments. It says no murder, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, you correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, very nice. That's a good point. Lo tirzach, right? Doesn't say lo tarot.
Sure, you know, I mean.
Very nice.
What
okay.
Not because I support him at all. I'm just curious. You say in the Torah, it says that two men together are. What is the word?
Toiva? Toiva, ve'etzachar lo tishkav mishveisha toiva hi. That's the verse.
That's in the Torah.
Correct.
The Torah, not in the oral Torah.
Torah, written, yes.
You get your example of what is this, though. Most people. Thank God, don't have a taiva, don't have the desire in that way. You don't think you're fair. If you had the same taiva as the guy out there doing it, who knows what you do? So it's important to not be haughty about what, right? I mean, that you just bring
it. I don't know. That's a separate class. No, we discussed that once. You said something which we have to discuss.
Okay.
I'm not so quick to buy into that. I don't know.
You know,
I don't know what every person's desire is.
Not everybody, but you know, to go out feeling good about yourself because you're, thank God, not doing stuff with children or all these things. I mean, thank God most people don't have that. I mean,
I'm not sure. I don't know.
All right.
Sorry.
I consider myself blessed because I don't have that. I got a lot of things going on.
Right. We had a whole class on it. I can't encapsulate you're assuming
sorry,
things which
are.
Yeah. Sorry, Uri, yeah.
So stop me if I'm wrong, but based on what you said and from what I've heard before.
I'm sorry, Uri, I'm sorry to cut you off. Look, you opened the Pandora's box. There are things that are wrong, there are things that are immoral, there are things that are abomination. You're discussing about people's desires and people's potentials for desires. And those are things which are discussed in the responsa, are even discussed in the Shulchan Aruch and the Codex. To come out and say that normal people don't have, or the average person doesn't have a desire for A or B
all
or
right.
C, that needs to be that's quantified a little bit
right.
better. That's why I'm saying the act is
so
one thing, right?
Right.
I'm saying that's why I'm not coming to justify anything's being right. I'm just saying I can't address it in a way that does it justice so fast.
And I just brought up in the form of when you asked me what's so bad about haughtiness. It was the idea of some people are haughty over something that they don't do, but they don't, you know, if you have billions of dollars and you don't steal your food, don't think you're a great guy about it. So I'm saying, if you happen not to do certain this abomination, and you don't have a great pull that way, thank God, you have a wife, whatever the situation, it's insane, it's incredibly arrogant to think that you're on some high level because you don't do it, I think. So,
okay. Yeah, Uri.
So, starting if I'm wrong, based on what you said, based on what I've heard before, you said it's still forbidden, but the Torah makes a bigger deal.
I didn't discuss women with women.
Right, exactly. Says, so the Torah itself, said the abomination is when a man sleeps with a man. Now the rabbis came along and said women with women, not so great.
I didn't say that either.
But like,
I didn't discuss women at all.
Is it treated as big a deal? Like it's still forbidden, but like, do people under like, is it like treated as a different thing, or is it like?
Why is
the
nipple?
What about one, two, three?
Let's leave that for Thursday night, okay? And if you're curious, it's online. I don't know about the Machon website, but on 123torah.com, you go to the question and answers, and there's a whole question and answer about that, okay? I prefer doing justice to the question than to answer you quickly because we're in the middle of something else. Yes, Nahum.
I think Gava is the reason why it's so despicable. For many reasons. One, I think it's a shoresh, a root that can fester into many, many different averos, whether it be jealousy, theft, because if you're arrogant, you feel like you're entitled to something, so it's yours, just take it for him. You're not grateful when you don't give credit to your creator. You give all the credit to yourself, and you belittle people. You think you're better than them. It's so many reasons why it's despicable.
Very nice. Okay, so let's see now what the Magnum says. Yes, Yaakov.
I think this will be on topic. You mentioned earlier that killing is not considered to'eva.
in some cases.
So by that you mean the murder is not described that way in the Torah.
The Magid Midovna defined that when the thing is bad in its essence, then it's called a toiva. When the thing is evil because of its application, its timing, or the manner of its application, then it's called something that's hated, but not an abomination. I said, being that the verse in Ecclesiastes says there is a time when it is legitimate to kill, and I gave an example of that, so then that's why it wouldn't be called a toiva. It is something that one would have to give up one's life up in order to ensure he doesn't transgress. It is one of the big three. It's still something terrible. I'm just saying it does not have that term of to'eva because that's a question of timing and circumstance. There will be circumstances where one does have to kill and it's the right thing to do. King David killed thousands and that was right. I'm saying depending on what the jurisdiction, why you're doing it, that will define it. And that's why that's not called an abomination. It's called something which is evil, it is wrong, it is hated, depending on the timing and when and how and to whom it's done. Okay, so that's all I wanted to bring out from that.
Where do you draw that line? Like, let's say there's these two
Thursday night. Thursday, yeah, okay.
And now, all these certain types of trafe, like foods, though, are
no, I don't remember.
Like pork, like pigs are called that, and all the different unkosher foods or animals.
I don't remember. I don't remember where it says that.
Remember hearing something that
it says lo tochelu kol toiva. Right, it does say that. I don't know how the Magen Avraham would answer that. It does say lo tochelu kol toiva. Don't eat anything that's abominable. So why would that be called abominable? It's a good question. It is called a toiva. I don't know.
No, the food could be abominable because it's bad in its essence. You're never supposed to eat shrimp or whatever. But if there's other foods that are inherently not kosher that are not given that term, that would be a contradiction or a question on the Magid's definition.
I have to think about it.
Right.
I don't know.
In its essence, shrimp, let's say, is not bad for a goy. Well, you can be a very righteous goy in shrimp. You can't be a very righteous goy in man-on-man relations. That's one of the
I need to think about it.
Maybe. Well, until he mentioned the kosher, I thought an abomination would be something that would be, there's no positive use for it ever.
I don't know. You stumped me, Yaakov. I gotta think. I don't have an answer. It's a good question. Lo yodea. I appreciate you bringing it up.
My answer would be that it's referring to only Jews.
I still need to think about it. I don't know.
So
don't know. Sorry. I don't know. What can I do? Okay. Mahuta Gava. Should we start the chapter? This was all introductory. Okay. Mahuta Gava. Can we? Shall we?
Yalla.
Okay. Mahuta Gava. Hu ha'arachat ha'nefesh et atzma b'chaf remiyah u'mozenei sheker. Okay, Nachum, this is in line with what you were saying. What is the essence of haughtiness? That's when a person values himself with a false scale. He gives himself false value. Now, again, I have to reiterate what we've been saying all along, that we tend to think of life as an all or nothing. It doesn't work that way. The question is percentages, meaning all of us evaluate ourselves with a false scale to some degree. The question is to what degree? At some point, it becomes haughtiness. How much haughtiness do we have? So we all have some elements of haughtiness. We all lie to ourselves on some level. None of us are so pristine that we can just face who we really are. It's very hard. One of the hardest things is to face ourselves. That's why Yom Kippur is so hard. You have to stop and say, okay, I'm sorry. I'm not where I should be. That's one of the hardest things in life. Most people don't do it till their death. So at any rate, on some level, we all have some element of gava. But okay, the idea is gava is giving ourselves, classifying ourselves, weighing ourselves, evaluating ourselves falsely. להגדיל עצמו, להתנשא על שאר בני מינו. This goes back to the other point Nachum said, that in this a person uplifts himself and looks down at everyone else that's just like him. Now again, this is something which we all do. Every person is convinced that they have something about them which is special. Not the end of the world. It's an important part of our personalities. You know, the question is how far do we take it? And where do we apply it? How realistic or unrealistic are we? Yes?
So you're saying, when you say that we all think that we have something special about us, but it depends on how we behave in accordance to that belief. Would an example of taking things too far being if you're running for politics and you become so convinced that you're going to be like, you know, the savior, you're so important that you're willing to compromise on your level of honesty in order to take office or something, and then when you enter, you're a compromised person?
That's an application.
That's what I mean.
That's an application. I think there's much more to be said, but that would be too broad a tangent. That's going off of what he's saying.
Okay. People mistake their gifts for their efforts. In other words,
no, he's not saying that.
Something special about us, but Hashem gave it to us, and maybe if you had what I had special, you'd do a lot more with it. So
let's wait. Let's hear him out. That's true, but I'm not sure that's his point yet.
Okay.
And when a person is a baal gava, that this is, he's a haughty person. It's not just that he has this weakness that he's a little bit haughty. So then that's something that's a constant by him. Any other trait is something that we have in potential, but it's not an active trait in everything we do. Haughtiness taints everything we do. Every other trait, when it's necessary, when it comes to play, that's where you see it. But haughtiness is something that affects everything we do. Every sentence, every move we make, every thought we have, they all end up revolving around that lie of self-appreciation that's inflated and completely out of proportion. So we just started, but we went off on too many tangents. We don't have any more time. We'll pick up here, Be'ezrat Hashem, next time. No, Wednesday night.